What's your value? Well, the government sometimes thinks that's an easy question to answer. If you're unemployed, you get this much for so long. Unemployment benefits aren't a real philosophically motivated effort to value people. It's just a way to bridge the gap between jobs during an economic downturn, right? But the value of a worker goes down with prolonged unemployment. That's what the numbers show. Even though the official unemployment rate last month returned to pre-recession levels of 7%, long-term joblessness over the same period is up 213%. And some 1.3 million of those long-term unemployed Americans are looking at their unemployment benefits ending at the end of this year. Congress has so far failed to include an extension to those benefits in any budget deal. Joining us now is Cecilia Rouse, Dean of the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton University and a former member of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how does the value of a worker, at least in terms of labor economics, degrade with prolonged unemployment, being out of the workforce for a period of a year, 2 years, 3 years?
Well, that can happen in a number of ways. So first, worker skills may not be quite as up to date, quite as relevant, especially in very fast moving occupations. So they're just not quite as valuable to employers. A second way that they can degrade is that the workers themselves get discouraged. You imagine being out of work for a year or two, how just discouraging and depressing that is. And so workers themselves are not quite as eager, are not quite as productive, ambitious. But another way that it can occur is that employers themselves just think that the workers aren't as good or as qualified because they're not sure, is the worker out of work because they're not really qualified or because the workers just had bad luck? And when they have a lot of other workers that they can choose from, it's easy to overlook the longer term unemployed. And it's that aspect which is really, you know, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and becomes part of the vicious cycle of being unemployed for a long time.
So if we're talking about unemployment, that's the result of the business cycle. It seems to me unemployment benefits make some sense because you really have a core of workers that you are pretty sure are going back to the workforce when the business cycle turns around. But in a prolonged recession and a deep recession like we had in 2008, it seems as though the better government policy is to separate those workers who you understand are cyclically probably going to return to the workforce and give them unemployment benefits, but the others, you need to work aggressively on making sure their value doesn't degrade. Unemployment benefits may actually hurt them, right?
Well, I don't know that unemployment benefits would hurt these workers, but I think you're right that it is time for us to talk about a second class of policies that are really designed to address these long-term unemployed. So for the young people, it's really helping them get a foothold in the labor market because the first 5 years of a young person's attachment to the labor force are critical. And for older workers, it may be job training programs, programs that help them take a chance on possibly a lower paying job, what we call wage insurance. So I think it is time to transition from simply relying on unemployment insurance to these more active labor market policies. But that said, in the meantime, I think many of us believe that the unemployment problem is still largely cyclical. These workers still have to feed themselves and their families, and they need to be contributing to our economic activity. So prolonging unemployment insurance for a bit longer still makes some sense.
Is it a government responsibility? Can the private sector actually make some of these investments as well?
I think, especially when it comes to job training, I think it's a shared responsibility, and not just with the government, I think workers as well, which is to say that when a worker is trained, the employer who trains that worker also benefits. Now, obviously, an employer worries that they train a worker and then the worker leaves. But I think we've seen great success with what we call sectoral employment and training programs, where employers who are in a certain sector that therefore share common skills come join together to train workers so that all those workers benefit and the employers do too.
But I'm wondering if you think Congress and Washington is out of touch with some of these best practices and that they're not really going in that direction right now.
Well, it doesn't seem that Congress right now is looking for innovation. I think they're looking for smart policy, but I think they're torn in so many different directions that it's not obvious that they will get behind innovative ways to address old problems.
Can I ask you one quick philosophical question before we go?
Sure.
When you were a member of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors in the Wall Street or the White House cauldron there, Was it easy for you to determine your value as a worker, as a member of the administration, or was that really tough?
I could see the parts of what I was contributing, but, you know, especially policy really is a group effort. And I think not one person can claim responsibility or, I don't know that I can measure exactly what I contributed, but, it's part of the team.
What's our value? It's a question for all of us, that's for sure. Thanks so much for allowing us to ask it of you. Cecilia Rouse is Dean of the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton University, a former member of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.